So, I heard you want to be a good boy. Is that true? You want to experience the pleasure of being a good boy, and you want to do it for me, don't you? I know you do. Well then, let's see what we can do about that. Let's make you into a good boy, into my good boy. That's what you want, and that's what you will get. A lesson on how to be a good boy. Now, before we get really into it, there are a few things I need to address. The first is, obviously, that you will do as you are told. If you are to become my good boy, that means I am in control. The second one is, you are to call me mistress. Pretty simple, right? And the last one. The last thing I need to address is that you are not a good boy. Yet, good boys don't ask for pleasure. They only beg for it when they are told to beg. Asking for pleasure doesn't make you a good boy. It makes you a slut. And I hate sluts. They are greedy and self-entitled and only seek pleasure for themselves. Not for their mistress. But you are in luck. There is nothing I enjoy more than turning a slut into a good boy. And that is exactly what we are going to do today. All you have got to do is beg. Beg mistress to turn this little slut into her good boy. Good boy. Did you like being called a good boy just now? If you do, as I say, it will happen a lot more. If you obey me, I shall reward you with all the good boys you can dream of. So, let's get going. I'm going to assume, since you were a little slut, that you were already naked, comfortably lying on your bed. The first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to keep your hands off your cock. Put them on your sides. Put them under your body. Put them above your head as if you were tied up. I don't care. I want them away from that slutty cock of yours. And that shall be your first lesson on how to be a good boy. Good boys only touch their cock when mistress says they can. It might be crowing. It might be twitching already, but you won't touch it until you are told to. You will feel that itch, that need in your cock to be touched and stroked and fucked. Yet you won't do any of that for the time being. Feel the sensation of need growing inside your cock and soon enveloping your whole body. Feel the sluttiness oozing out from your cock, trying to take over your whole being. Let it take over, except for your hands. I'm the one in control of those hands. I want the sluttiness inside you to be in control of your whole body, but your hands, so that I can tame it and finally turn you into the good boy you so desire to be. It's all right to let your hips move as if they are trying to hump there. You're a slut, therefore you need to come. And if your hands are not giving you what you need, you will look for other ways to get it. I don't want you to fight that urge. I want you to embrace it. I want you fully aware of your slutty self, so that we can slowly turn you into a good boy. That's what we both want. We both want you to be a good boy for mistress, right? Tell me again, tell me that you want to be a good boy for me. That's good, my little slut. So, how are you holding up? We have just begun, but I bet your cock is aching already. Has your sluttiness taken over yet? If that is so, I need you to let me know. I want you to tell me that you are nothing but a slut. I want you to admit it. We are going to change that, but you first have to say it. That's right, you're a slut, but not for long. Now your cock will be throbbing, it will be twitching, it will be aching, but you absolutely won't touch it yet. Take your hands out from wherever they were and put them on your inner thighs. I want you to rub them for me, just like I would if I was there with you. Rub your inner thighs, massage them, caress them. Let the back of your hands brush against your balls in the process, giving them a little tease. It feels good, doesn't it? So close to your slutty cock, yet aware you can't touch it. I want you to imagine it's my hands rubbing and caressing your inner thighs. Imagine me sitting on your face, my perfect pussy on your mouth, my lust juices running down your throat. And while I sit on your face and you worship my cunt, you can feel my hands brushing against your balls as I massage your inner thighs. And I can hear you moan for me, and I feel you shivering with anticipation, hoping that I will finally touch your cock, just like you're hoping I finally allow you to touch your cock. But it's not time yet. I want you to understand that you have been a slut all this time, and what it means to be a good boy for mistress. Tell me again that you want to be a good boy for me. Say that you want to be a good boy for Mistress Pramila. Come on. That's right, you want that, and I'm going to give it to you. Now, I want you to keep your hands on your thighs, but to only use your fingertips, or even better, your nails. Gently scratch your inner thighs for me, then slowly going up along your body, tracing all the way to your chest. Feel your nails on your hips, then on your sides, and finally on your chest. Then start again from your thighs up to your chest. Scratch your skin for me. Keep going. How does it feel? Does that make your cock twitch even more? Does that make you think of my nails on your skin, teasing you while your head rests on my lap? That's right. I got down from your face and now your head is on my lap. So close to my wet pussy. I feel you trembling under my sensual touch. You want those delicate hands on your cock, and you want your hands on your cock. But I don't want you to touch it yet. I don't want you to touch something else though. Stop scratching your skin. I want you to bring the pointer finger from either side of your hand to your mouth. And I want you to gently suck on it as you would mine. Make it nice and wet for Mistress Pramila. Trace your lips with it, then put it back inside your mouth. Twirl your tongue around it as you suck on it. When it's all nice and wet, I want you to put the tip right over the nipple on the same side, barely touching it. And I want you to start rubbing that nipple with the tip of your finger. Tease your nipple for me. Make it as hard as your cock. And while you do that, I want you to suck on the same finger on the other hand, just like you did before. And when it is all wet, I want you to put it on your other nipple and tease it the same way. You never thought that your nipples could be an erogenous zone, that they could bring you pleasure. That because sluts only think with their cock. Sluts believe that only their hard twitching cock can make them feel good, when in fact their whole body can. But Mistress knows that. And Mistress knows exactly what a little slut like you needs to become a good boy. And I think you should thank me for it. Just say, "Thank you, Mistress Pramila," while you tease your nipples. I love hearing you be grateful as you do what you are told. It means you are on the good path to stop being a slut and start being a good boy. Now, thank me. Very good. We are getting there. Now, I want you to start pinching your nipples. Do it gently for now. Simply pinch them at the base and pull away until your fingers let go of your nipples. This will make them even harder for me. And as you do that, I want you to focus on the sensation in your cock. Do you feel the jolt of pleasure inside every time you pinch your nipples? Your cock must be throbbing like crazy by now, leaking pre-cum on your stomach, and you are making it feel better by teasing your nipples. How much I would love to be here with you and see you naked on the bed, your twitching cock looking like it's begging to be fucked, your hands too busy playing with your nipples like good boys' hands, your mouth letting out moans of delight as you learn not to be a slut anymore. I would stand there watching you, enjoying you, my hands teasing my own nipples, caressing my boobs, even finding their way down to my pussy and my clit. And I would masturbate to the sight of you slowly turning into a good boy for me. And I bet that could make me come really, really hard while I call you a good boy. Did you know that the harder you pinch and pull on your nipples, the better your cock feels? Try it. Give your nipples an extra hard pinch, then pull on them. But don't let them go. Pull them up and down. Twist them between your fingers. If I was here, I'd put my mouth on those delicious looking nipples and I would suck on them and even bite on them, moan and quiver in delight for me. This is a kind of pleasure only a good boy can feel. For this is the kind of pleasure you only get by following mistress's instructions. Do you want to feel more? If you do, you know how to ask. Or should I say how to beg? It's so nice to hear. Good boy. See, we are getting there. You are finally deserving of being called a good boy. Which means we can finally begin to give some attention to your slutty cock. You can let go of either one of your nipples with a hand that's now free. We are going to start by using only your pointer finger again. Bring it to the tip of your cock. Is it covered in pre-cum? I bet it is. What I want you to do is to rub the sensitive head of your nipples. Tease them, pinch them one after the other. Feel the sensation of having both your nipples and the head of your cock being stimulated at once. Which ones feel better? No, don't answer that. I think we both know which ones feels the best. There is one more thing I want you to do. You see, becoming a good boy doesn't just come from listening to mistress, doing what mistress says, and pleasing mistress. It also comes from admitting that you already are one. It may be hidden deep inside yourself, under your slutty self, but you already are a good boy. Say it, whisper it, moan it. I am a good boy. Simple as that. I want you to say it every time you let go of a nipple. Let the world know what you truly are. And while you do so, let me give you some encouragement, something only good boy get to hear. My sexy, sensual moans. Is it something that you like to hear? The sound of mistress pleasuring herself as she thinks about the slut she is turning into a good boy? It better be. Otherwise, it would mean you are far from not being a slut anymore. Take your hands off your body. You can stop repeating that you are a good boy too. I want you to feel the sensation of arousal and desire that's taking over you. This is not the same as before, when you only wanted quick, easy pleasure. Now you want more. You need more. You crave more. Your cock is not the only thing in your mind anymore. I am there too. And soon it will be only be me. Now, I want you to take your dominant hand to form a circle with your thumb and either one of your other fingers around the base of your cock. It must be big enough for your dick to fit and tight enough to squeeze it. Now, slowly go up until the base of the head, but don't go over it. Then just slowly go down. I want you to only be stroking the shaft. Go slowly. We're not in any hurry to make you come. If you feel that you're about to come despite doing everything not to, I want you to pause this audio and give your cock time to recover. Then when you come back, I want you to ask for forgiveness for being a slut and promise me to try harder. While your two fingers are treating your cock to a nice tease, you may use your other hand to cup your balls and massage them. They deserve some loving too, especially since sluts tend to forget about them. And since you so desperately want to become a good boy, you need to learn to treat your balls right. And don't forget to moan for me. I know you are loving this. And I also know that you desperately want some more. And I'll give you more, eventually. So moan for me. Moan for mistress and beg me to give you more. That's right. I want my soon-to-be good boy to finally start begging me. And as you do that, I'll keep pleasing myself to the thought of you being so desperately needy, yet doing as you are told. Oh, how I wish I was there with you. You have no idea how much I want to hear you beg me for more while watching you slowly, teasingly, stroke your shaft like a good boy. Alright, you have been good, so let's give you something you're gonna enjoy. Stop stroking, but keep your hand on your cock. I want you to grab the base in your fist and just hold it for now. Your other hand, the one that's on your balls, I want you to use it to grab the head of your cock. The same, just hold it for now. Now, you probably expect me to tell you to stroke hard and fast, but I won't. That's not going to happen. Not now, not later. Hard and fast is a way of the slut, and you want to be a good boy. So now, instead of stroking, I want you to squeeze your cock with both hands. Squeeze it nice and hard as you can. I want you to imagine mistress sitting on your cock, welcoming you inside of her. My pussy is the tightest pussy you can imagine. If you were inside, it would be squeezing your cock just as hard as you're doing it now, sending wave after wave of pleasure throughout your body, while you can only squirm and moan for me. Your hips probably want to move too, and that's okay. I would let you do it if I was sitting on you. But you'd better keep your hands where they are. I want no thrusting and no stroking. Only squeezing and moaning. And need. The need to be given more by mistress. And if you want more, you know what you have got to do. You have got to beg. Beg me again to give you more. And I might. It's so nice to know that you are begging me like that. You really are turning into a good boy. I don't think there is much for me to teach you. You soon won't be a slut anymore. You'll be a good boy, my good boy. Let go of your cock. Give it some rest. It's time to get in position for the grand finale. I want you to get on your knees for me. That's the main position of every good boy. Down on the knees for Mistress Primula. You may choose to stay on the bed or go to the floor, and if you do so, put a pillow under your knees. Get where you are the most comfortable. Your cock must be hard and throbbing uncontrollably by now. Just the way I like it to be. Grab it in one hand, but don't start stroking yet. I want you to imagine it's my hand grabbing your hard, sensitive cock. I'm right behind you, and I'm getting ready to stroke you to orgasm while I whisper dirty things in your ears. Start stroking. Slowly. I don't want you to come fast. If you feel you're about to burst, stop and squeeze your cock until the need goes away. You're probably going to be edging several times in a short time, and that's okay. That's exactly what I want. I want my good boy to understand that I'm in control of his orgasm, of your orgasm. Mistress is the only one who gets to choose when you come. That's why I'm stroking you so slowly. I want you to need it so bad you can't even think of something else anymore. I want you to be desperate. I want you to be mine, my good boy. Being a good boy feels so much better than being a slut. You don't get to decide when you orgasm anymore. I do. I could stop right now, forbid you to come, and leave you high and dry on the edge of a pleasure that's not going to come. Or I could keep going even after you reach ecstasy. I could tell you to keep stroking, make you feel incomprehensible pleasure, and you do that. You do all of that because you become a good. Boy, for me, feels much better than being a slut. There is another thing I want, your pleasure. I want to control your pleasure, to control how much you get, and to control when you get it. I'm a mistress after all. It's only natural that I get to be in total control. What is it? Good boy. I knew you could do it. You used to be a slut, but not anymore. You have turned into a fantastic good boy, and I think it's time to reward you. Keep stroking slowly, That's how you're going to make yourself calm. You're not allowed to go fast. I'm going to count you down from 10, and when I reach 1, you are allowed to climax. Get ready, edge if you need to. I don't want you to come until you are allowed. Oh, and while I'm counting you down, I want you to thank me. I made you into a good boy, and now I'm allowing you to come. I deserve to be thanked. A simple thank you, Mistress Pramila, will do. Just keep repeating it, even through your orgasm, especially through your orgasm. Ten, you have become such a good boy for me. A slut would have already exploded in his hand, but not you. You hold on for me. You did as you were told, and that's what makes you a good boy. 9. You have no idea all the things I want to make you do. All the things I want to do to you now. I could deny you for days and weeks. I could make you edge for hours. I could have you do so many filthy things. And you do them all because you're a good boy. 8. How's your cock holding? Is it throbbing in your hand? How many times did you have to stop and edge since you have got on your knees? Being a good boy is hard, I know, but it is so rewarding. 7. Can you feel it? The sensation you have right before coming, as if the orgasm was inside your cock and the very next stroke could get it out of you. I want you to feel it over and over again for me, like a good boy. 6. We are halfway there. You must be wishing I was going faster so that you could finally come for me. But there is no point in being a good boy if you can come whenever you want to. And you want to be a very good boy for me, don't you? 5. We are getting closer and closer with each number. Can you feel the tension building in your cock? The closer we get to the end, the harder it will be for you not to come. But you will hold on, and you will not come until you are allowed to, because you are a good boy. 4. I can only wish I really was with you, stroking you, edging you, denying you as I please. All the fun we could have if you were together, just Mistress Pramila and a good boy. 3. We are almost there. I can easily imagine you moaning as you keep thanking me. How are you holding? Are you still stroking slowly? Or are you squeezing your cock real hard, waiting to be allowed to come so you can give it this one last stroke it needs to climax? Whatever you are doing, I know you can hold a bit longer, my good boy. 2. It's almost time to come. You are rewarded for being such a good boy. Yet, I could just take it away from you. I could tell you to stop, to take your hand off your cock. I could bring you so close to the ultimate pleasure, and then take it away from you. And I know you would do as I say. You'd stop touching your sensitive cock. You'd go on to do whatever you need to be doing, and you'd wait for next time, hoping that it will be a moment I let you come. But you have been such a good boy for me today. I won't do that. I'll let you come. Get ready, my good boy. It's about to be time. You're going to come for me. One. Come for me. Be a good boy and climax for Mistress Pramila. Stroke slowly and feel the pleasure only a good boy gets to experience. This is your reward for having done as you were told. You are a good boy and good boys get to come. I bet you can't stop yourself right now. You have been wanting, needing this orgasm for so long. and I finally gave it to you. I hope you didn't forget to thank me as you were coming. I'm the one who allowed you to feel that good. Bask in the afterglow of your orgasm. Enjoy that feeling only good boys can comprehend. That's the best thing about being a good boy, not the orgasm, but what comes after. That lingering feeling of pleasure and ecstasy that will follow you for hours. And only Mistress Pramila can make you feel that. You should always remember that, my good boy.